know.
That's the word. Sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, you need to come up with a song that has no in the title so we can play it on Gimme 5. And if not, we're screwed.
Right.
We'll just have to shut this thing down and go.
We'll have to. We can play our own. We can come up with some suggestions.
I don't know. I don't like doing work like that. I'll let them do it. And if they don't do it, we'll just quit.
Did you know that today is the sickest day of the year?
I don't know what that means. More people call in sick?
Yeah.
Really? Why today?
I don't know for sure. I will.
I would think it would be.
I will explain.
Any day after a 3-day weekend or before a 3-day weekend.
Even more than the day after the Super Bowl. The Monday after the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Huh.
Don't know.
Hey, by the way, and this is crazy. You know, Metallica playing SoFi Stadium this Sunday.
Right.
And we've got a pair of tickets. Last minute tickets. Actually, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'll tell you how you're going to get the tickets in just a second. But I think tomorrow, our pal Matt Pinfield is going to be there at SoFi Stadium talking to them.
Oh, great.
Backstage. Asking them questions and stuff. So in the 5 o'clock hour, I think we'll have a little chat with them and Matt Pinfield. But today, sometime between 5 and 6, when you hear that guy, remember we were asking for songs with like clothing items in the title?
And that guy just called with a clothing item.
All he said was...
We're like, we're not just naming things. We're
looking for
a song title.
And all he said was, which is just one of the weirdest calls ever. So when you hear this guy, sometime between 5 and 6, be caller 25. And we got a pair of tickets for you to go to Metallica, SoFi Stadium this Sunday.
Also, we have People Are Dumb.
Yeah.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
And Metallica right now.
The Rolling Stones appear to tease new album and fake ad in local newspaper.
Sweet.
This is from CNN London.
Nice.
Rolling Stones appear to have teased a new album through a fake ad for a glass repair business placed in a local London newspaper.
How weird.
The cryptic ad, which appears in the Hackney Gazette last week, looks at first glance like a promotion for a new business, but on closer examination, it contains references to several of the band's biggest hits.
Hell, we just played Honky Tonk Women right when I walked in the door. One of my favorite songs. I burned that 45 to a crisp. The idea of new stuff from the Stones in 2023? Yes, please.
Quote, our friendly team promises you satisfaction.
Okay.
When check. You say, give me shelter, we'll fix your shattered windows.
Oh, check.
That's love not
shattered.
Even, that's not even well done with give me shelter.
Mick, what do you think about this? Well, I don't know why Ozzy's there.
But. I'm not sure either.
Sharon, why am I here?
They went to the Hackney Diamonds website, and it showed the name of the new business, which is supposedly going to open in September, and has the same font as the band's 1978 Some Girls album.
Oh, nice.
The letter I in Diamonds is dotted with the Stones' famous lips logo.
Oh, okay. Well, then clearly, unless they're looking cruising for a bruising and want to get sued.
I haven't heard cruising for a bruising since my dad.
Oh, my God. Your dad said that, too?
Yes.
Oh, my dad said that
all the time. You're too. Cruising for a bruising.
Yup.
Then it says, perhaps most tellingly, the site's privacy terms and conditions are those of Universal Music Group.
That seems pretty telling.
How about that?
Well, you know, they were in back in February, I think, of this year. They were talking about Paul McCartney supposedly doing a little work with them. The Stones and the Beatles getting together. Ringo might have had a little hand in it. So I guess that's enough time in
between.
There
was a lot of talk
in
February of that.
It was a big deal.
Maybe that's what this is referring to.
Sweet.
This will be their 31st studio album.
I need you to get the hell out of Dodge.
Isn't that
31?
Crazy? Yes.
Wow. Wow.
So hopefully new Stone stuff soon.
Please.
And hopefully with Paul McCartney.
Yes, please.
We don't know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Tickets for Metallica coming up.
Yeah. You're going to be listening for some dude saying, ha! And when you do, sometime between 5 and 6, be caller 25. We got a pair of tickets for you to see him at SoFi Stadium this Sunday night.
Did you know that stealing U-Hauls is a huge problem at motels and hotels?
Oh, that would suck. You're moving across country and you're doing a U-Haul thing. You're not exactly on the rich side coming out in the morning from the motel room that sucked because it stunk and the bed was horrible. And your U-Haul is gone?
Yes, your truck and your U-Haul.
That's horrible.
Both.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to let you fill in the blank here.
Okay.
There's a question and I'm going to ask you halfway through the story. Here we go.
All right.
As you know, this unfortunately happens all the time. U-Hauls stolen from hotels across the city, just like this one. But as you pointed out, today's case is disturbing and surprising.
This one kind of
really kind of shook a lot of people up.
Last night, a black truck and a U-Haul trailer stolen from this hotel parking lot near Yale and Gibson. Inside that trailer.
Inside that trailer.
Fill in the blank.
Inside that trailer. So inside the trailer.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's not anything alive that they left overnight in the parking lot.
I would hope so, too.
So hopefully Grandma wasn't out there. I'm going to say something horrible like a giant boa constrictor. Oh, I guess that's alive, though.
Yeah, that is alive.
Yeah. All right, I'm not going to go with that after all.
All right.
Emergency medical supplies for needy children. Lots of that.
Wow. That's good. That's stolen. A good one. I was thinking of stuff that got ruined.
Stuff that got ruined?
Yeah, like way past the date, has mold all over it and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
We're both wrong.
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
Okay.
A casket containing the remains of his father-in-law.
You said hopefully it's not grandma. It's his father-in-law. And he's in a casket. And it's in the trailer. So I assume they didn't look in the trailer. They just thought, well, it's a grab bag. We'll get whatever we get.
It's sort of like those storage unit guys. You buy a storage unit and you never know what you're going to. You pop it open and there's the remains.
Storage Wars, I think it's called.
Yeah. And there's the remains of Grandpa.
Yep.
That's what you got this time.
Albuquerque police says the couple came from Oklahoma and was driving to Kirtland, New Mexico to bury him. But when they walked out of this residence inn this morning around 8:30.
Clearly his wife was extremely emotional.
Thankfully, less than 3 hours later.
We found the vehicle.
APD says the thieves dumped the truck and trailer just blocks away. The casket and body were still inside.
They didn't keep the casket and body?
She made it sound like they should have.
Right, she's like surprised. I mean, seriously, if you found that after you'd stolen it, wouldn't you keep it? That'd be like a keeper.
I'm going to say no.
No? Just me, huh?
I'm going with no on that one. Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
No!
And it's time for...
No!
People Are Dumb.
No. We're talking about songs coming up at 5 with no in the title. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, but this too.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling!
Body cam... Police body cam captures man chugging gasoline during bizarre home invasion.
Okay, all right. That's different. That's new.
It was a guy broke into a house on Friday during the daytime. Seattle Police Department got to the 8400 block of Fifth Avenue after a man said his 17-year-old daughter was in the house and told him that somebody with a wooden stick was trying to break in.
Okay.
And this guy did break in. He broke into the home. He was identified as Christopher Michael Abbott. Shortly after climbing through a window into the home, he rummaged through the kitchen and had some pizza and chips.
Ah, nice. Well, that's nice. You know, you'll make yourself at home, buddy.
Apparently talking to himself.
Imagine that.
The daughter hid inside a closet and called 911.
Oh, this poor girl. She's 17?
Yep.
That's what she needs.
She was too scared to answer the door when the police came.
Sure, of course.
So they broke the door down.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went in and they started searching for the man inside and they couldn't find him.
Yeah.
And they were just doing like a quick search of the whole place and they opened the door into the garage.
Yeah.
And they didn't see anything and then they started to close it and they were like, whoa, wait a minute. There's somebody in that car. And it was the dude that was sitting in the car. And he had a gasoline can and a hammer.
And a hammer. Okay. That's fun.
Like you do?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I always carry my gasoline can around with my hammer. You don't want to have the one without the other.
Right. You don't want to get stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You have to admit that you don't have the other one. So they try to get him out of the car.
Sir, what are you doing? Out of the car, please.
Two police officers. Uh-huh. Just this one guy.
Sure.
And he starts chugging.
The gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
He starts drinking the gasoline out of that can.
Yes, they said, put your hands up, and he tilted the gasoline back and drank.
Now, what goes with gasoline?
Gasoline.
You know, cheese and crackers usually
a
go
dark
fairly
wine
well.
For me.
Right? Okay. Wow. Was it really gas?
It was gasoline.
It was actually gas.
Yes.
He wasn't faking it.
Correct.
Was he still talking to himself? All right, fine. I'll drink this gas if you insist.
If you're telling me I have to drink it, I will.
Marianne says I don't, but Ginger said I do. Wow. So they
had to break the window and get the guy out.
I hope they threw a match in his mouth.
Right?
I mean, totally, man. Just get her done. We don't need him.
Get her done.
Oh, I'm not feeling feeling good, dude. I better go home. I'll see you later.
Offices across America brace for big sick out. With more workers calling in sick on today, August 24th, than any other day of the year.
On a Thursday.
Doesn't that seem odd?
So they come back tomorrow? Oh, I'm fine now. I don't know. I wasn't feeling good, but what do you know?
The number of people who call in sick on this day.
Thursday or August 24th every year. August 24th. No matter what day it is.
That's the number one day people call in sick.
What?
That's what I thought.
What's that from? Well, who says this? Where's this information coming from? And if you're listening at home and pretending to be sick today, shame on you.
Yeah, call us.
Yeah. Yes, please do. 818-955-KLOS.
They do say that because of COVID, a lot of people are taking better care of their mental health. Okay. So people will
take a mental
call
day.
In for a mental sure. day or anxiety or stress good. Or whatever.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, agreed.
Yes.
This is a leave management platform, Flamingo Leave Tracker. What? And they track everybody that calls in sick. They keep records.
It's going down on your permanent record.
It's more than the day after Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
It's more than the day after Super Bowl.
That's insane.
That's not possible.
Because that's really high. Yeah. Everybody calls in. I don't even watch the Super Bowl generally, and I call in sick the next day.
I mean, I don't even understand this. And they don't really explain it either. They just say, hey, look, these are the facts.
What?
This is what we've discovered.
For some reason, the very end of August, the 24th, just yes. happens to be the day that people are like, you
most
know what?
People.
It's not doing it.
And they did a survey for 4 or 5 years.
Really?
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Most people call in on August 24th.
Well, so do you have a day that you're most likely going to call in and go, oh, gosh, I'm not feeling up to par?
Tomorrow.
Well, you're going to Disneyland tonight, That's so no true. Wonder you're going to be at California Adventure this evening. Hey, by the way, thanks to everybody. Congratulations to everyone that won. You're going to have some fun down there tonight. Be looking for KLOS. We'll be hiding somewhere, probably behind
we'll be riding the rides.
Garbage can to scare you when you come walking by. Boo!
I don't think it's that time of year yet.
I don't know.
Most common reasons for sick
yeah.
leave. Stomach issues, 54%. That's just smart.
Yes, it is.
Because if you say stomach issues, no boss is going to have a follow-up question.
Can you send me a picture of your churlet? And, I mean, it can clear up the next day. So you can go
that
back in
true.
The next day quite easily.
Stomach
yeah.
issues is over half of the people who call in sick.
That's the one I've always used.
Because of the last 4 or 5 years, COVID-19 was 25%.
Okay. I believe that I have it. I've taken a
yep.
test. Yeah.
Stress and anxiety is 9%.
Well, you actually admit to that? They're crazy. I don't know, man. I'm a little stressed. I don't know if I can come in today. I think I better not come in ever again.
But if I was running a company and somebody said that, I would go, yeah.
Well, of course, but then you'd be like, keep an eye on this guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
He's got trouble.
Of course.
Yeah, so I would be like, oh, my stomach.
So have you called in sick for a stress or anxiety reason specifically?
Right, and what is your excuse, though?
What did you tell your bosses?
When you just really...
Because I would guess most people tell their bosses that it's a stomach issue.
Yeah.
Just because it's the simplest, quickest, no follow-up questions, and it works.
Maybe you've got one that you found does work. Work and we need to know what it is.
There you go.
For future reference.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about a study that found that today, the 24th of August, is the day most people call in sick.
So they
more
just,
people call in sick today than any other day of the year, including the day after the Super Bowl.
So it just sort of all piles up maybe for some reason. Everybody, it doesn't seem like there's anything special going on, but they all just...
I mean, it could be related to kids going back to school.
Right?
Maybe.
Something. I don't know. That's weird.
But they don't really explain it. They just gather the information and say, this is the day.
I wonder what kind of excuses people are using for this.
That's what we're looking
yeah.
for. KLOS, hello.
Brian, Orange County, buddy.
Hey, Brian, we're talking about people calling in sick. When's the last time you did that?
I just texted them and I said, you know what, I'm not feeling it today.
But wait, you can just say, I'm not feeling it?
And that's, yeah. And you're good with that?
Yeah, what sucks about that, though, is because no one's going to cover my job, though. The next day sucks.
Because you have to double time it?
Yeah, I have double the work.
Do you work for a family business or something?
No. I work for a company that cleans, lots. So I take care of, over here in Fullerton, the lot.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so I just text them, like, I'm not feeling it.
Wow, I don't know that I could do that.
I'm not feeling it.
I don't think it would go over here.
I know you guys can't do that. That sucks.
That's no one can.
Yeah, except you, and well done you.
Except for you.
You got the best job in the world.
We applaud you.
Yeah, right on, man. Thanks. And text. Doesn't even have to listen to the boss.
Yep.
KLOS. I don't know, man. You better get down here.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Have you called in sick recently?
You know what? I'm an honest guy, and I just tell my boss I'm just not feeling it today.
Wow, that's the second one in a row. just say the words, I'm not feeling it today?
Yeah.
Wow, God, I would have been. But well, can you imagine back in the day we did that? We would have been blown out right away.
Don't they want more details?
Well, you know, I've been there for 17 years. I'm upper management. I just call my executive and say, I'm just not feeling it, bro. You
know? Wow.
I'm just not feeling it, bro.
That rules.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
It is. Good for you.
Two people in a row.
We're looking for filthy lies, and instead we're just getting people to...
Just being
awesome.
Honest. Yeah. Not feeling it, bro.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey, I went into work today, but nobody was there.
Where the hell were they?
They were all calling in sick.
Oh, because it's that day. It's that big call-in, not interested day.
That is that day. That's horrible. God, I wasted all that time and gas to get to work.
And it was just tumbleweeds.
I'm guessing you don't have an actual job anymore.
No, I don't. I fired myself.
Okay, good.
For being dumb enough to show up on the big call-out day? That makes sense. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You called in sick recently for anxiety or stress? Or what was your reason?
What's the excuse you use?
I'm not feeling it, bro.
That's the best.
Strangely, today, August 24th, is the day that most people call in sick.
That's really weird. Why August 24th? Why 824? By the way, Freddie Snakeskin, we're talking about your excuses, your reasons for not coming in, was one of my favorites that used to say, I'm sorry, I'm having eye trouble. I just can't see coming to work.
I like it. I like it.
I don't know why. That just was always stuck in my head.
Also, I'm liquid from the waist down is great.
I'm liquid from the waist down. No one's going to question that.
No one's going to ask any questions. That's true. All right. We're talking about the last time you called in sick. When was it? What'd you say?
I one time was coming back from Mammoth, and I just was like not feeling so good. And I pulled up behind my foreman's truck while we're on the freeway. I told my wife, give me the phone. I called him up sick, saying, hey, I'm not feeling so hot today. I'll be in tomorrow. And it went over all right.
While you could see him in the car ahead of you?
Yeah, he was right in front of me. He didn't notice. He didn't notice me. Right. I mean, I was literally behind him.
That's fantastic.
He didn't need to be.
I love that.
Well played.
Yeah. That's ballsy, man.
Nah.
Wow, that's cool. No, that's good. I like it. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I'm an electrician general foreman.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if one more guy leaves a message saying he's got food poisoning, the U.S. government will ban chicken from the general public.
So that's what you hear all the time is food poisoning.
Yeah, I tell them just call in and say I won't be there.
Yeah, so I was going to say, what if they just said, hey, I'm not feeling it today, bro? Would you be okay with that?
Well, anyone who calls me bro should be applying for a job at a gas station.
See, now this is the kind of boss I'm used to. This is more what I'm used to.
Agreed.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just Kevin-ing. I'm sorry. I snapped out of it.
Ah, you're hilarious. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, bro.
I love you guys.
Take care, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so I don't know if those guys need a little help figuring out what the significance of this day is.
Yes. What's the deal?
It is Kobe Bryant Day. It's a nationwide homage to Kobe Bryant.
There you go. 824.
Was the way it should be.
He's number 8 and he's number 24.
And that's perfect, and I hope that's true.
Well done.
Yeah. Well searched out or something. Sussed out.
All right. Best of luck, boys.
Right. Thank you, man.
Mambo forever. 818-955-KLOS.
I mean, it's Mamba, but whatever.
I know. Can't pronounce anything. As soon as I said it, I'm like, oh, come on. My mouth never works. 818-955-KLOS.
You called in sick or texted in sick. What was your reason?
Yeah, so like that guy just called about the general foreman says he can't stand when people say stomach flu or whatever.
Right.
So what I use is I have car trouble. For instance, Monday after the hurricane, I had car trouble.
I'll bet a lot of people called in sick on that Monday after the hurricane.
Then that usually works? I mean, do they know you? I mean, do you have this amazing car? They're like, wow, I can't believe that incredible car keeps breaking down.
Well, my battery dying usually helps.
Oh, yeah, that does.
I got you. All
right. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you're still doing the excuses, calling to work?
Yes.
I was doing construction about 3 years ago, and I called into the boss and just told him my car woke up on the wrong side of the driveway. Give me
five. Don't tell me what to do. Songs in
a row. No!
You know, as a general rule, I just say, hell yeah. But sure. Today, we're going to just say no.
Songs with no in the title.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Or
if you're still on Twitter, it is at Kevin and Sluggo.
First one up is Alice enjoying the day in chains. No excuses.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you. We're doing Give Me Five. Songs with no in the title.
Ringo Starr, no song.
Who are you?
I'm Scott, and listen to you guys all the time. You're the best.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude. We will have more information about it in just a little while, but apparently that guy, Ringo Starr, perhaps helping out the Stones with Paul on some new stuff coming
hopefully,
soon.
Hopefully.
From the Stones. And that's nice and all, but it's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Give Me Five songs with no in the title. Hello?
No More Tears by the Osmonds.
Yeah, dude. I think that's a must. I love this song.
I think he cried all his tears the day Randy died.
Yeah, right?
It could be.
Who are you?
This is Alan from Anaheim.
Alan, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Apparently, Billy Med in Long Beach also wanted to hear it. He hit us up on Twitter for this one. Madeline Parr in Orange County came up that one from Alice Cooper. A damn suggestion. Damn good one. Madeline and Kirk. Good old Kirk. We love Kirk. Guess Who? No Time. His choice on KLOS for no songs. Local Boys, Dirty Honey, Make Good. Those guys getting open for Guns N' Roses.
Love that.
That's a huge step for them, for a local Los Angeles band, Dirty Honey, that is Rolling Sevens on KLOS.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The Rolling Stones are teasing a new album.
That is amazing.
It'll be their 31st.
That's terribly exciting. I can't wait.
Somebody stole a U-Haul from behind a motel, and it was a coffin and a dead man.
You know, I think we need to discuss the weirdest things you've brought or used a U-Haul for. What have you put in the back of that thing?
Will we get any better than a dead guy in a
That's
coffin?
What I'm hoping.
No.
Is it possible? I don't think so.
And if people are dumb, a guy broke into a house, and when the police found him in the garage, he started drinking gasoline.
So, you know what? Next time, don't let anybody break into your house, because they might be crazy.
Right.
All right, I'm off to drink some gasoline.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Sometime between 5 and 6, not right now, but sometime between 5 and 6, you're going to hear a guy call and say, if you are caller 25, when you hear Hat, sometime between 5 and 6, you're going to see Metallica on Sunday. Hello? KLOS. Who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, why are you calling KLOS Radio?
Yeah, I heard the Hat.
Hat.
Weirdest call ever.
Hat.
Not you, him.
Metallica.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, did I win those tickets?
You did. You're caller 25.
Oh, my God, dude. That is so awesome. I've been wanting to go to this concert so bad.
SoFi Stadium this Sunday night. You're there.
Dude, right on. You're badass. Thank you.
Classic rock and roll high school. The Ramones movie opened in theaters on this day in rock in 1979. If you bought the Rolling Stones album Tattoo You on the day it was released, then you bought it today on this day in rock in 1981. Featuring music penned by Brian Eno, Microsoft launched Windows 95 on this day in rock in 1995.